This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
You know, it's like 700,000 people have been killed by SSRI drugs alone since the year 2000. It's unreal.
The Health Ranger Report.
The drug industry has declared war on humanity, and the prostitutes in Washington are just going right along with it. They don't give a damn.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
When typical people think about science, they think that scientists are these learned scholars who rationally discuss important topics, sitting around with no emotion involved at all, and everybody's open-minded and ready to accept new paradigms. And that is complete bullshit. Welcome to HealthRangerScience.com. My name is Mike Adams, Health Ranger. I am a published food scientist, a mass spec laboratory director. I'm the founder and director of CWC Labs, an ISO-accredited, internationally recognized laboratory. We are ISO 17025 certified, and we do elemental analysis of food, water, environmental samples, and much more. I'm also working on, I'm the co-author of a method published in the LCGC journal about the quantitation of cannabinoid molecules from hemp extracts. So I'm a real scientist talking about real science here at healthrangerscience.com. And what I've noticed is that science is just like every other area of society. It's full of bullies and tribes and cults. What passes for status quo science today is really just an intolerant bullying cult, especially on issues like climate change. So when it comes to climate change, the scientific consensus, if you will, which isn't even a scientific term, that's a contradiction right there. No such thing as a scientific consensus, because that's a dogma, by the way. That's not science. But the scientific consensus insists that carbon dioxide is poison, that it's a pollutant, it's bad for the planet. Even though every scientist was taught that every botanical system based on chlorophyll uses carbon dioxide as its oxygen, if you will. Plants breathe CO2. They die without it. Without CO2, our planet would be dead, our food supply would collapse, human civilization would end. It would be a mass extinction event. Every scientist knows that if they're honest about it, because CO2 is the molecule of life for plants and trees and food crops and plant-based medicines and so on. Every ecosystem on our planet relies on CO2, and without it, they would all die. And yet, the scientific bullies insist that CO2 is bad, and what they do is they intimidate everybody, and they will get papers pulled from mainstream science journals if they don't like the paper's conclusion. So you think science journals are honest, independent, objective, that they're just trying to publish the best science available and spread the word and enhance human knowledge? Again, bullshit. What they're really trying to do is protect the false narratives of the scientific establishment. And nowhere is this more true than on the subject of vaccines. So if anybody dares publish a paper that, let's say, compares the outcomes of vaccinated children versus unvaccinated children, and finds, let's say, that, well, vaccinated children have a lot higher neurological problems, and finds, let's say, that vaccinated children have a much higher risk of neurological disorders, and that unvaccinated children have no higher risk whatsoever of measles, mumps, rubella, and other, you know, rotavirus, and so on, then that paper will be heavily pressured to be pulled, to be retracted. It doesn't matter if it's true. It doesn't matter if the evidence is solid. It doesn't matter if it's meticulously conducted and authored and fact-checked and everything. Just the conclusion alone, being opposed to the vaccine establishment, will get that paper subjected to intense targeting for destruction, for a retraction, because it opposes the financial interests of the pharmaceutical industry, which heavily influences the scientific establishment. In other words, most of what passes for science today is nothing but prostitution. I mean, these so-called scientists are just corporate whores, and they're promoting the interests of Monsanto and DuPont and the pesticide companies and the GMO companies and the pharmaceutical companies. or the world globalist governments when it comes to issues like climate change. Most of these scientists are just sellouts and whores because they get grant money from governments and from universities and from corporations that control the narrative. You see, science is not, at least as it's practiced today, it is not a search for truth. I mean, that would be real science, but that's not what's practiced today in the name of science. It is really an attempt to push narrative memes into the minds of people, to brainwash the population, brainwash legislators, and brainwash the scientific community into believing false narratives that just happen to support the financial interests of the powerful corporations and institutions in society. This is how we end up with the, quote, science of chemotherapy, which actually causes cancer. It's based on chemical weapons derived from World War I, you know, mustard gas weapons. Chemotherapy has much in common with mustard gas. These are toxic nerve agents, toxic chemicals. They are deadly to life, which is why they kill cancer cells. It's why they kill the patient. It's why they cause incredible toxicity and chemo brain and kidney damage and heart damage and all of that, because these are toxic chemicals. And yet the cancer establishment says, oh no, those are all good cancer treatments. That's called medicine. It's called treatment. No, it isn't. It's carpet bombing the patient with toxic chemicals. And it has nothing to do with the truth about how to prevent cancer, how to reverse cancer, how to treat cancer. All of those topics are not allowed to be discussed from a holistic point of view in any mainstream medical journal. Because, again, science, as it's practiced today, is a cult. It's tribalism. It's bullying. It's a gang. I mean, the scientists, the way they practice their dark art today, they're really just gangbangers who, they don't carry handguns to shoot people. Instead, they just shoot down any ideas that they don't agree with, and they censor, and they intimidate, and they will get your funding cut off. That's why I can say all of this, because I'm not funded by any university. I'm not funded by government grants. I'm not funded by any powerful corporation. That's why you know you can trust what I'm saying above everybody else who gets money from corrupt institutions. I mean, think about it. Who should you really trust in society? Someone who is representing the people and is financially independent from all the systems of corruption, or a so-called scientist on TV who is funded by the very corrupt institutions that are destroying our world, poisoning our food, poisoning our water supply with fluoride, poisoning everything in society, and telling us to eat more GMOs and more pesticides? Really, who should you trust more? The answer is obvious. You trust people who are independent scientists. Yet the status quo is trying to destroy independent science and make sure that anybody who conducts science or publishes a science paper or anything like that is financially tied to the institutions that control the financial or the scientific narrative. They want to make absolutely sure that no one can ever challenge the status quo or publish a paper that contradicts their fake science narratives. That's the real goal. That's where it all comes from. That's what you really need to understand about science. So whether the issue is GMOs or climate change or pesticides or vaccines or fluoride or, you know, any similar topic, know that the status quo is constantly lying to you in exactly the same way CNN is always lying to you about, let's say, politics or Donald Trump or elections or the Russian hacking conspiracy, which is totally fabricated, completely made up, 100% fiction. That they don't care that it's fiction, they're going to push it anyway. That's the same way they push the science of climate change, the science of global warming, the science of GMOs, the science of why pesticides are safe to eat in unlimited quantities, the science of why children can be vaccinated with 10,000 vaccines all at once, and it's all fine. That's the kind of nonsense that they push every day. They are liars. They are whores. They are dishonest. They are destructive to life on our planet. They know they are lying. They are openly engaged in evil. They accept money to push their lies. And they don't represent legitimate science in the least. They're not real scientists. They are propagandists. They are propagandists pretending to be scientists. And they are science cultists and fanatics who worship a scientific or a fake science dogma rooted in delusion rather than reality. That's the truth about science that I have seen firsthand from being involved in the scientific community, being a published scientist, running a science lab, authoring a best-selling science book, and engaging in all of these kinds of scientific activities. I see how the bullies of science operate, and it's not pretty, let me tell you. But thank you for listening. Share this podcast, and I appreciate all of your support. Go to healthrangerscience.com to hear more. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods. And even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.